8th Perek of Kelim, first Mishnah. Tana shechotzot zol benesorim or beirias. By an oyel is a concept of having a wall in between the oyel and separates between two rooms. In a kli, we do not say that. So if you had a tana, which is a kli, which is a kabel tuma, and you put some wooden or cloth mechitza in the middle of it, even though the sheretz is on one side of it, but it's the time of the whole thing. But kaveris chuso kuker bakash, if there was a kaveris, it's a beehive, which was like some type of basket that was made to hold the beehive. So even we're talking about is chuso kuker bakash. It had the bottom of it was damaged and stuffed up with hay in a form that it's not a kli. Shulshes lavi atana. And it's also that broken basket is inside the ear of the tana. Since it is not a kli, it cannot also be mapped between the tana and what's in it. And therefore, even if it's stopped up, the tuma that's in it will be matam the tana. And sheretz betana oichlam shebetoicha tomei. Another way around, this is a sheretz in the tana, and the oichlam that's in it is tomei. Rabbi Lezer metaye. Rabbi Lezer says that it is considered a separate area, and therefore it is tahor. Even though technically it's not a kli, but since it can be used as a kli, that's good enough for him. In a case that there will be tumas meis, such a thing is matzil, because lemaisa this is it's a kli that's not a kabel tumah, it's mapsik. Al tatzav klicheres akal, it should not be metame in the tumah which is more kal, a tumah of klicheres, which is only a tumah of a sheretz, not of a mace. By the mace, it splits it up into a separate oil, and the tumah is an oil. If it's considered an independent oil, then the first oil, the first tent is tumah, and the second one is tar. The thing that differentiates between one part and another part is if it's an independent kli. But if this thing is not considered a kli, just because it's split off from the outside of it, it's still all considered part of the kli.